Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Ball game over. Astros win it. 6-5. Ended up being a thriller. And they hold on to take this game and take the first two games of the series against the Rangers. They stay a half game behind Seattle in the AL West. And they now move to four games in front of the Rangers in second place. Blummer got scary down the end.
Yeah, it got scary. Jeff Blum, Todd Callis on the call, Space City Home Network. Yeah, it didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be 6-5.
Thanks a lot, De Los Santos.
But yeah, to you made this point earlier. Like, it's okay. There's certain guys in this bullpen I'm just having a hard time getting angry about because they're not supposed to be here.
Right. Yeah.
And they're using De Los Santos like they were using Abreu when Hader was healthy.
But meanwhile, Blue Ball's not supposed to be here either. But man.
But that might work.
He's my new favorite athlete in all the world.
Look, if they make the postseason and they make it past the wild card round this time, unlike last year when they got swept, Blue Ball's going to factor in. Like, this is where we are. There are so many elbow injuries going on right now with this team where guys are done for the year. You know, Spencer Arrighetti done for the year. I mean, we can go through the whole list. This is a big start today for Christian Javier to have us feeling like he can contribute in a playoff series. You know, we know Hunter Brown's going to start game one probably. I would imagine just based on tenure and reputation and a high ceiling, Fromber is going to start game two.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that feels like, you know, Joe Espada is going to throw the last few months out the window and say, these are our top two guys. They're going to start. If we get into a wild card round series, Hunter's going to start game one. Fromber's going to start game two.
No, dude, I don't think you can. And you can't. If maybe this is the tail wagging the dog or whatever. I don't care. Like, you got to get something good out of Fromber, and you can't risk disrupting the fragile ecosystem of Fromber Valdez's heart and mind by not having him be number two.
You got to have somebody ready, though.
Right. You got to plan for it and everything.
We can't be this well. We're still going to get 100 pitches out of
him. But I feel like there's hope for the upside of Fromber. If all of a sudden you demoted him, then I feel like there's not a chance in hell you're going to get the best version of him.
Look, Jason Alexander's been phenomenal for them over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Christian Javier's been very up and down. We just mentioned Blue Ball, but Blue Ball is obviously still at a stage here where they're not trusting him for more than, last night, three innings.
Blue Ball is a lot different than De Los Santos in that Blue Ball is a guy that you envision a future for.
No, but I'm talking within the starting rotation in a playoff series. Like, this is where I was going with it is, Fromber's going to be the number two starter for this team. Are there any guys that, among the guys that are starting games for them right now, not back-end guys, like front-end guys, that you could argue, hey, this guy actually, I know Fromber's fragile ecosystem and his ego.
Yeah.
But look, Jason Alexander has been light years better than Fromber Valdez for a pretty big sample size right now.
For a pretty big sample size, but then like if you're the Astros and you're looking at like the, all the expected stuff and everything, it's not, like Baseball Savant is not as big a fan of Jason Alexander as the box score stats would have you believe. And I think that, but do you trust him more in this moment?
Well,
gut tells me that I trust him more in this moment.
Is expected Jason Alexander still better than expected Fromber Valdez?
Right.
You know, like that's the question. It's going to be Fromber. I'm trying to say, okay, can you cobble together an argument? I think there's a lot of Astro fans that would feel way more comfortable with Jason Alexander, even with all the contact that he gives up, than Fromber Valdez right now. At least he's finding ways to get guys out in games.
Mm-hmm.
Fromber's getting chased all the time now. His ERA is 6 for the last 2 months. You know, Jason Alexander's been, I think, in the 2s somewhere. He's been really, really good. Now, all of this is as a dark cloud over it right now because of Yordan Alvarez's ankle injury. Here was Joe Espada updating us all yesterday on Yordan Alvarez's injury he suffered scoring a run on Monday night.
He's got a pretty significant ankle sprain, so this is going to keep him out for a while. Let's not get into days, weeks, any of that. We are going to take one day at a time, but this is going to take some time to heal. We don't have that many days left on the regular season, so we are going to, he's in there getting some treatment, getting some work done, so you know, hopefully he's not out for a long period of time.
Okay, follow-up question right after that from Chandler Rome. Is he going to go on the IL?
Joe, are you guys going to put him on the IL?
Did you just hear what I said? That this is going to take some time.
I know, but I'm wondering for your roster. Are you going to play a man short?
Listen, one day at a time, Chandler. Okay? I'm not going to give you days, weeks, what we're going to do next. You're just going to have to sit down and wait, okay?
Yeah, I know. I thought it was a fair enough question.
Yeah, dude, that's a roster question. That's not a you're not giving me enough here. Like that's a legitimate. Like, okay, are you going to put him?
I guess implied.
10-day IL?
I mean, if you're going to put him on the IL, it's at least 10 days, and that so that involves days. And like, do I have to lay it out for you?
Right. No, I'm team.
It wasn't a gotcha question.
No. I'm team Chandler on that question. That was a fair question. The follow up was fair. Explaining this is why I'm asking you. Because the fact of the matter is, if you're keeping Yordan Alvarez on the roster right now, and he can't play, he's taking up a spot. I mean, you are in a tight divisional race right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get no tighter. It's a half a game right now. And if you're burning a spot for a guy who is on crutches, that's not good roster.
No, yeah, and it almost
makes sorry, Seth. Maybe he's not answering that because that's more of a Dana Brown question than a Joe Espada question.
It almost feels like if you're going to really read into it, the stress level is probably not great about the whole situation. And the fact that it's Yordan yet again now with some kind of physical malady that we don't quite know when to expect him back, that maybe Espada feels like it should be an IL thing, but they've got to worry about everything else that goes along with it. I don't know.
Maybe. We've just used the word maybe 7 times in the last 8 seconds, but maybe they hold out hope that he can come back for the final series of the regular season.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the swelling hasn't gone down or where they don't know. I don't, you know, that
they got to, okay, this,
that it might be worth it to, because they can do it
retroactively.
That's true.
They can kind of wait and see.
They can do it retroactive to Monday because that's when it happens.
Yeah. So, like, right now they might be trying to look and figure out exactly where they are. With the roster, with the playoff race, the wild card situation, all of that. And if they string it out as long as possible to make a decision, they don't know right now.
You got a couple extra guys up right now because of the rules. They allow you to bring a couple extra guys up on the roster. So you're already working with a surplus compared to what the rest of the season's been. So that's not a luxury. I mean, every team does that. But within the framework of your roster, it's a bit of a September luxury. And maybe they're looking at it, Seth, and they're going, you know what? If Yordan can come back for, say, 2 games at the end of the year, something like that, you know, we're still in a division race, and these last 2 games are the difference between us getting a 3 seed or maybe a 2 seed and not. Yeah. it's worth it for us, for Yordan, to occupy a spot on the roster just to get him back, that he might get a big home run for us in these couple of games at the end of the year.
The fact that Espada got testy about whether or not they're going to put him on the IL makes me feel more optimistic about it, and that, all right, we might be dealing with something that they think is a 10-day time horizon or less.
Or less,
and,
yeah.
And that they're just kind of... that they don't know exactly what to do right now.
Yeah.
And you've already got the testy relationship between Chandler and the Astros when it comes to injuries or whatever. So he just, they don't have a lot of clarity. I read it as they don't have a lot of clarity on it themselves, but it might be better than 10 days or shorter than 10 days.
Maybe.
So I choose to be cautiously optimistic.
You choose optimism.
It.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go with you on that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
True. Okay, text messages. Boy, Fromber is not popular right now.
Yeah.
Screw Fromber. He's not a one. Text message. Text message. True Astro fans.
Yeah.
Want Fromber and Espada gone.
Oh, that's right. I didn't realize that was okay. So now you can't be a true Astro
fan. Are you a true Astro fan? Do you want Fromber and Espada gone?
Okay, saying wanting somebody gone is differently. You could frame it more as like, I'm okay with letting him walk at the end of the year.
Yep.
I'm 100% okay with that, yes.
Yeah.
But I also recognize the situation we're in where, like, you can't have your cake and eat it too right now with the pitching staff, and you're going to have to get – you're really going to have to hope for the absolute best out of Fromber, but with a short rope, or a short leash, I think. You know, you got to be quick with the hook and understand what the situation is. But you can't just because you feel a certain kind of way about Fromber – doesn't mean that you should throw away the upside of him while he's still on your team.
No. But he should have a shorter leash than he would have in the regular season.
Yeah.
Look, it might be his last game as an Astro. I don't give a rat's ass how he feels after that game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're not, Sean and I aren't sitting here saying they've got to extend Fromber.
No.
They've got to give him a deal. Give him a deal now. Like, none of us are saying. I would say 98% of Astros fans are totally cool with him letting Fromber walk at the end of the year.
I think most Astro fans are glad that they didn't give him an extension already because of how he's looked.
Yeah.
Text message, I've had plantar fasciitis for about 12 years. I had the surgery that Seth was talking about where they sliced it. It came right back and didn't do squat.
Okay, so
it sucks, he says.
I remembered the orthotics helped, but then also there's this procedure, or this it's a therapy, and it's called ASTIM. It's not E-STIM, like the electrostim. It's called A-STIM.
A-STIM.
A, I think, S-T-Y-M.
Okay.
But they kind of like take this plastic blade and work it over your lower leg and everything. That's what really knocked it out for good for
me
after I was done playing. So if you look up A-STIM.
Well, sir.
It worked for me. I'm not endorsing them or anything, but that's one of the things that worked for me.
Sounds like this guy's grab bag, and he said the slicing procedure sucked, he said.
Oh, yeah. Generally with plantar fasciitis, it is a whole lot of people. Like, can somebody tell me anything?
Anything.
Please, anything.
All right.
That's what worked for me. I don't know if it's,
Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop. Is CJ Stroud missing this particular person this year? We will have that for you. Final segment coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.